The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Yep, you hear me? Yep, I'll tell you again. It's Monday, October 8th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Microsoft starting off our Monday today saying, no way, Jose, hold up. What are they holding up? Well, the update for Windows 10. Yes, they've halted the Windows 10 October 2018 update that would actually bring Windows 10 to version 1809. So why the haltage of the update? Now, some users have actually went into their documents folder and said, I had some important stuff in there and now it's gone. The actual statement from Microsoft is we have paused the rollout of Windows 10 October 2018 update. For all users as we investigate isolated reports of users missing files after updating. If you've checked for updates and you believe you have an issue, you can call Microsoft directly at 1-800-MICROSOFT. They went on to say in their statement they will provide an update when we resume rolling out Windows 10 October 2018 update to customers. So basically, if you update and you're missing stuff, we're sorry. And if you haven't got the update yet, well, consider yourself lucky. Boy, I tell you what, Google cannot keep Pixel Land from being leaked. I mean, we've seen Pixel this, Pixel that. Well, guess what? Here comes some more pixels. This time, the Pixel leakage is the Pixel Slate. I didn't even know we were going to be getting a tablet, but apparently we are. And this looks to definitely be true because we've got several images of the new Pixel Slate, which appears to be running Chrome OS. Plus, it's going to have a detachable keyboard. Other things we can see here, we'll have a 3:2 aspect ratio. It's going to come with its own pen. And we'll have two sets of cameras. One in the front, and of course, one on the back. We can also see it's going to have a USB-C port on the side, and also the speakers will be there as well. Funny enough, though, hey, it's missing a headphone jack. So you can let your disappointment settle in right now. Now, don't forget, Google's event is scheduled for tomorrow, October 9th, 11 a.m. Eastern time. Although at this point, does it really matter? I think we know everything now. And finally, are you familiar with an artist by the name of Banksy? At least I think that's how you said it. I'm not a connoisseur in the art world, so if I get this stuff wrong, I apologize. Well, anyways, he had a painting. Apparently, it was a copy of a painting that they decided to put on the auction block last Friday. By the way, the painting is the girl with the balloon. Yeah. Apparently, it's spray paint and acrylic on canvas. Now, like I was saying, this is actually a 2006 reproduction of the iconic image. The original image actually was spray painted on a building in East London in 2002. But here is your chance to own that artwork in your home. Well, at least that was the idea until the painting decided to shred itself. That's right, the very moment after being smacked down for $1.4 million, yes, $1.4 million, the painting started to self-destruct. Apparently, the frame had its own paper shredder. If you want to see this for yourself, the videos are all over YouTube. It's quite funny, actually. Now, apparently, this happened because the artist actually secretly installed a shredder in the frame of the painting. And if it ever went up for auction, he promised to destroy it. And that's what happened. Now, of course, the people in the art world, they're sitting on, well, this is just another form of expression through art. I wonder if the guy that paid $1.4 million feels that way. Because if I'm in his shoes, I either want a refund or a hell of a discount. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for all of our podcasts, our blog, and reviews. Go check it out right now. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. But don't forget about our BTN community over at our Slack room. That is the fun place to be, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Tuesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday and be thankful you didn't spend $1.4 million over the weekend for a shredded painting. Have a good one, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.